Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the sixth topic of Parshas Be'ha'alo Yischo, the first travel of Am Yisrael from Har Sinai on Chof Iyor, the destination Eretz Yisrael, before the plans got messed up. By the Aliyah of Chamishi, Perek Yud, Posuk Yud Aleph. Vayehi v'ashono ha'shini yisbachoydesh ha'shini b'esrim bachoydesh na'alo he'onon me'al mishkan hoidus. And it was on the second year from when Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim, on the 20th day of the second month, Chof Iyor, the onon, the cloud of the Shechina, removed itself from on top of the Mishkan. Says Rashi v'ashono ha'shini yisbachoydesh ha'shini nimtzeiso ha'toimel is kum tois. If you make the cheshbon, that shneimosor chodesh choser asoro yomim osu b'choyrev, Am Yisrael dwelled in Har Sinai for 12 months minus 10 days. Har Sinai, otherwise known as choyrev. What's the cheshbon? Sharei b'rosh chodesh sivon chonosham. They camped there on the rosh chodesh sivon, as the Torah tells us in Parshas Yisroi. V'loy nosu ad esrim b'iyo l'shono abo. And they traveled, they left there on Chofir the following year. That's our posuk. So that means they were there for 12 months minus 10 days. A quick recap. What happened during those 12 months minus 10 days? They came to Har Sinai and Rosh Chodesh Sivan. They got the Torah on either Vov or Zion Sivan. They did the Chet Ha'egel and the Luchos were broken on Yud Zion Tammuz. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up the mountain on Rosh Chodesh Elul to receive the second Luchos. On Yom HaKippurim, he comes down with the second Luchos and a full Mechila for Am Yisrael. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Mishkan was inaugurated, followed by 12 days of the Korbanos of the Nesiim. On Yud Dalet Nisan, they brought the Korban Pesach, and on Yud Dalet Iyor was Pesach Sheni, and 6 days later is our Pasuk, Chof Iyor, they're traveling to Eretz Yisrael. Posuk Yud Beis Vayisu Bnei Yisrael Lemaseihem Mimidbar Sinai Vayishkoin Heonon Bemidbar Poron. And Am Yisrael traveled according to the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to travel. Who's first, who's second, etc. And they're traveling from Midbar Sinai, and Onon dwelled and rested in Midbar Poron. Says Rashi Lemaseihem Kamishpot HaMafurash Lemasa Digleim Mirishoin Umi Acharoin. במדבר פורון, קיברו יסעתבו, במדבר פורון היו, ושומחונו ממסו זה. Rashi is coming to solve a problem, because later on in the parasha it's going to say, the next event, the seventh topic, קיברו יסעתבו. And it says over there that they traveled from קיברו יסעתבו to חצרויס. In the last pasuk in the parasha, they traveled from חצרויס to מדבר פורון. What's going on over here? They're in מדבר פורון now. And for Rashi, מדבר פורון is a big place. And they're traveling from one place to another within Midbar Poron. So yes, they traveled from Midbar Sinai and they arrived in Midbar Poron. You want to know specifically where? It was in Kibroi Satavo, which is in Midbar Poron. From there they moved to Chatzeros, from Chatzeros to another location in Midbar Poron, Kodesh Barnea. V'shom chono mimaso ze. Posuk Yud Gimel Vayisu Vorishoino Al Pi Adonai Biyad Moshe. And they traveled for the very first time from Har Sinai on the word of Hashem and on the word of Moshe, as Rashi described above, that the Onon makes its sign, and Moshe says, Kumo Hashem Yofutsu Evecho, the Chatzitzchos blow, and then they start traveling. Posuk Yud Dalet Vayisa Degel Machane Bnei Yehuda Borishoino Letzivoisom Ve'al Tzevaoi Nachshoin Ben Aminodov. The first one to start traveling was Shevet Yehuda with his armies, and who's in charge, who's the Nosi? Nachshon Ben Aminodov Ve'al Tzevo Matei Bnei Yisachor Nesaneil Ben Tzuo. Together with the Machane Yehuda we have Yisachor and Zvulun. The Nosi of Yisachor is Nesaneil Ben Tzuo. ואל צבא מתי בני זבולון אליאוב בן חילון והורד המשכון ונוסו בני גרשון ובני מרורי נויסי המשכון. Rashi will tell us later on in Pasuk Chof Aleph that this והורד המשכון ונוסו בני גרשון ובני מרורי נויסי המשכון really happened in front, before Machane Yehuda travels. Although it says that Bnei Yehuda travel first, that's they start getting ready, but Lamaisa, they have to wait until the Mishkan is dismantled, and the Bnei Gersh and Bnei Kos are going to carry it in front of the Machane Bnei Yehuda.
Shelumi El ben Tzuri Shadoi ve'al Tzavo Matei b'nei God El Yosef ben De'u'el.
The second camp of Am Yisrael, the southern camp, Reuven, Shimon, and God.
Posuk Chof Aleh ve'nosu ha'kosim noisei ha'mikdosh ve'ikimu es ha'mishkon ad bo'om.
Although we said that the Bnei Gersh and Bnei Merari, they traveled first with the Mishkan, but the Kalim of the Mishkan, carried by the Bnei Kehos, they traveled after the first two machanois, the machane of Yehuda and the machane of Reuven. And by the time the Bnei Kehos get to their destination, Bnei Merari and Bnei Gershon had already erected the Mishkan. This way the Kalim can come right into the Mishkan.
Posuk Chof Beis v'nosad egel machane v'nei Ephraim l'tzivo isom ve'al tzevo oi Elishamo ben Amihud ve'al tzevo matei b'nei Menashe Gamliel ben Pedotzur ve'al tzevo matei b'nei Binyamin Avidon ben Gidoini.
And the third camp travels after the Bnei Kehos, Degel Machane Ephraim, from the western side of the camp.
Posuk Chof Hei v'nosa Degel Machane v'nei Don me'asev l'chol ha'machanoi z'tzivo isom ve'al tzevo oyach achi ezer ben ha'mishadoi.
Then the northern camp starts traveling, and that is Bnei Don. And they are called the Me'asev L'chol HaMachanois. Since they're traveling last, they would pick up all the lost items people lost on the way.
Ve'al Tzevo Matei Bnei Osher Pag'i'el Ben Ochron Ve'al Tzevo Matei Bnei Naftoli Achira Ben Einon Eile Masei Bnei Yisrael L'tzivo Isom Va'yisou.
And this is the way Am Yisrael traveled. And they traveled on that very day. Says Rashi, Posuk Yud Zayin, V'hura da Mishkon, Kevon Shenisiam Degel Yehuda, as soon as the Degel of Yehuda starts getting ready to travel, they're packing their bags and they're ready to go, immediately Nichnesu Aharon Uvonov U'pirku Es HaParoiches, they take apart the Paroiches V'chisu Bo Es HaOroin, Shenemar, we saw at the end of Parashat Bamidbar, Uvo Aharon Uvonov, Binsoya HaMachane. As soon as they're getting ready to travel, Aharon Uvonov, they come and they cover the Orin and the other Kalim.
Uvnei Gershon, Uvnei Merari, Perkin HaMishkon, they take apart the Mishkon, V'tuanin Oisei Bo Agolois, V'noisin.
They pack it onto the wagons and they start traveling before Yehuda. They're waiting there, covered. They put on the poles until Degel Machane Yehuda and Degel Machane Reuven travel. And then, as Posuk Chof Aleph tells us, v'nosu ha'kehosim. Rashi Posuk Chof Aleph, noisei hamikdosh. L'chayra, Gershon and Merari are also Noisei HaMikdosh. Says Rashi, Noisei HaMikdosh over here does not mean the entire Mishkan, rather Noisei Dvorim HaMekudoshim, the Kalim, which are holy. Ve'ikimu es HaMishkon, who erects the Mishkan? Who is this referring to? Bnei Gershon and Bnei Merari. Sheyukoidmim lohem masa shnei dgolim. They preceded the Bnei Kehos two dgolim ahead. They're before Yehuda and Reuven, and Kehos comes after. So in the meantime, when the cloud rested, in whatever place it rested, they would erect the Mishkan. The problem is that the Onon would show the sign of here's where we're camping on top of Machane Yehuda, but the Bnei Gersh and Bnei Merari are in front of them. They would look backwards. As soon as they see that the Onon rested on Machane Yehuda, as Rashi told us before, Metame Va'oilo, looked like a sukkah, then they would set up shop and they would set up the Mishkan. עדיין בני כאוס, בואי מאחריהם עם שני דגולים האחרונים. The בני כאוס are still following, they're leading the last two דגולים of אפרים, and דגל מחנה דון. In the meantime, היו בני גרשון ובני מרורי מקימן את המקדוש, וכשבואים בני כאוס, מויצינו את זה על מחוינוי, it's already established, ומכניסים בוי האורוין, השולחון והמנוירו והמזבחויס. וזהו משמעות המיקרו, how do you read this into פוסק חוף א', והקימו, who is הקימו, who erects, the פוסק doesn't say, מקימי המשכון, those who erected it, אויסוי, meaning the משכון, עד, the פוסק says, עד בויום, it says רשי, עד means טרם, before, בויום of who, of the בני כאוס, והקימו בני גרש ובני כאוס, the משכון, before the arrival of בני כאוס. רשי פוסק חוף, hey, דון was called מאסיב לכל המחנויס, תלמוד ירושלמי, why they called מאסיב לכל המחנויס, לפי שהיו שיבותוי של דון מרובה באוכלוסין, they had a lot of people, 62,000, we saw in Parshas Bamidbol, and they spread out, היו נויסי הבח, רוינו, they would travel last, וכל מי שהיו מאבד דובו, היו מחזיר אלוי, anybody who lost anything, they would give it back to them, השוב הסבידו, so מאסיב, they would gather all the lost items of all the machanois. And then Rashi brings down a machloikes, exactly how did Am Yisrael travel? Isman de Omar keteva hoyu mehalchin. They traveled as a box, the same way they camped, in a square. Omapiklo, what's the makor of this man de Omar? He learns it out from a posuk. Min kasher yachanu keniso, a posuk in Parshat Bamidbo. Just as they camped, that's how they traveled. Is there another opinion? Like a beam, namely in a straight line. From our pasuk, Don would pick up all the avedos, all the lost items of all the machanois. In other words, since they would travel as one long beam, anything that fell on the way, Sheva Don would pick up. Rashi pasuk chavches ele masay ze seder masayhem. This is the order, the way they traveled. Meaning, don't expect the posuk now to tell you from where to where they traveled. Like it says in Parshas Maaseh, Eile Maaseh B'nei Yisrael over there, it means exactly where they camped. That's not what it means over here. Eile Maaseh, this is how they traveled. Vayiso, Bayoim Ha'un, also, on that very day, they started traveling on Chof Iyar. Posuk Chof Tez, Vayoim Moshe Lechoivov. בן ראואל המדיוני, חויסין מוישה נויסאים אנחנו, אל המקוים אשר אומר אדוינו יויסו יתנוכם, וכוי תונו ויתבנו לוח, כי אדוינו דיבר טוב על ישראל. And Moshe tells Choivov, the son of ראואל, the Midianite, who was the father-in-law of Moshe. Who was the father-in-law of Moshe? Was it Choivov or was it ראואל? Says Rashi, the words Choisen Moshe is going back on Choivov. Choivov was the father-in-law of Moshe, and that's another name for the famous name of Yisroi. And what does Moshe tell Yisroi? We're traveling to the place that Hashem has told us that He wants to give us, Eretz Yisrael. Come with us, and we'll give you part of the good, some of the good that Hashem promised that He's going to give Am Yisroel, because that's what Hashem promised. Only goodness is waiting for Am Yisroel in Eretz Yisroel. Says Rashi, Choivov hu Yisroi, shenemam bibnei Choivov choisen Moshe, aposik in Sefer Shoiftim. Umatam od loima vatavoino el re'u'el aviem. Fregt Rashi, back in Parshas Shmois, when Moshe Rabbeinu met his wife Tzipoiro, and that's when Yisroi became his father-in-law, over there it says, vatavoino, the daughters of Re'u'el came to him and told him that Ish Mitzri hitzlonu me'adaroim. It says that they came to Reuel, their father. Sounds like Yisroi, that this word Choisen Moshe is going back on Reuel, not on Choivov, because Reuel, it seems to be Yisroi over there in Parsha Shmois. And Vatrashi, no. Melamed Shatinoikos Koirin Via Vien Abo. Really, Reuel is the father of Yisroi, the father of Choivov. Why over there does it say Reuel Aviem? Because it's common that people call their grandfather father. Yisroi had many names. He was called Yisroi. Why? Al Shem Sheyiter, Parsha Achas Batoiro. Because of him, we have a whole Parsha, the Parsha of the hierarchy of the judges. We learned in Parshas Yisroi. And he's called Choivov Al Shem Shechibiv Esat Toiro. He loved the Toiro. Therefore, he's called Choivov. Noisim Anachnu El Amokim. Miad. That's their next destination. At Shloish Yomim, within 3 days, Onu Nichnosim Laoretz. And this travel, the first travel, the intention was Nosu al Manas Likonas Leretz Yisrael. That was the plan. Ela Shechotu by Misoininim, Am Yisrael Derechet by the Misoininim, were about to see, followed by the Meraglim, and therefore this travel did not end up in Eretz Yisrael. Umipnei Ma Shitev Moshe Rabbeinu Imoim. Over here it says Noisim Anachnu El Amokim. We are going. Moshe Rabbeinu is including himself. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu never ended up in Eretz Yisrael. The answer is, Shadayin lo nigzeru gzeira olav. At this point, there was no gzeira on Moshe Rabbeinu not to enter Eretz Yisrael. That only happened in Parshas Chukas, as a result of him hitting the rock instead of speaking to it. And at this point, Ukesav, Osho Nichnas, he thinks he's going in. Therefore he says, Noisim Anachnu. Posuk Lamed Vayemer Eilov Lo Yeleich. Ki im el arzi vel moilati eilech. In Choivov, Yisroi answers Moshe, no, I'm not coming with you. Rather, I'm going to my country. I'm going to the place where I was born. Says Rashi, el arzi vel moilati. The pasuk could have says el arzi ule moilati. What's the double L? There's two reasons I'm going back home. Im bishvil nechosai, my assets, my properties. Im bishvil mishpachti, my family. It sounds like he wants to go back and settle down back in Midian. He has assets over there. He has family. But the Sifsei Chachamim learns not that way. He's going back because he has assets that he needs to sell. And he has a family that he needs to be megayer. And then he'll come back and join Moshe in Eretz Yisrael. Posuk lamed ale vayoymer al not azoy voisonu ki al kein yodato chanoiseinu bamidbor. And Moshe tells Yisroi, please don't leave us. You have known all the nisim and niflois that Hashem has done for us while we were camping in the desert. Says Rashi, three pshatim. Either is going on the past, you saw with your own eyes the nisim, the miracles that Hashem has done for us while we're camping in the desert. Pshat number two, in the future, you will be our eyes. You will be our guide. You will give us advice for anything we need to advise with you. And the third pshat, you will be precious to us like the pupil of an eye. We will love you, as it says, Ve'ahavta mesagel. Says Rashi, Al no, ta'azoiv. Please, why is Moshe pleading with Yisroi, Eino eloshen bakosho? Why? Shelo yimru lo nizgal Yisroi mechibo. People may say, oh, Yisroi did not become a ger because he really loves Yiddishkeit. He loves Hashem. He thought, maybe he became a ger because he wanted to get a piece of Eretz Yisrael. But now, he saw that gerim will not get chelek Eretz Yisrael. He left, and that's why he's not coming. That would put a bad sign, a bad taste, why he became a ger. It wasn't lishmo. So therefore, please come with us, so people should not say that about you. It's proper for you to come and join us. You know our campings in the desert, namely, you've seen with your own eyes the miracles that were done for us while we were in the desert. Says Rashi, because you have known. Kemoi ki al kein loy nesati ol sheilo bni ki al kein avartem ki al kein bo ki al kein rizi ponecho. All these means al asher because. Vayisol lanu leinoim three pshatim ido loshen oval ki targumoi. You saw with your own eyes the nisim that were done to us. Davo racher a second pshat loshen osi future called davo vadavo sheis ale meinenu that we won't know and we need advice to hear meirenenu. You will enlighten our eyes. Like the pupil of our eye, like the ball of our eye. שנמה ואהבת מסגיר. פוזוק למד בית, ואויו כיסא לחימונו, ואויו הטויב ההוא, אשר ייטיב אדוני אימונו, ויטבנו לוח. And if you do go with us to Eretz Yisrael, that goodness that Hashem is planning on giving us in Eretz Yisrael, we will share that goodness with you. Says Rashi, what goodness is this referring to? And what goodness are they referring to? Omo, kesheoyu Yisrael bechalkin es oretz, when they divided Eretz Yisrael, hoyodosh no shel Yerichoi, chamesh mois amo al chamesh mois amo. The fertile land around Yericho was 500 amos by 500 amos, the same size as Har HaBayis. V'inichu milachloik. They didn't divide it. They didn't give it to any shevet. Omru, mi shibona beis hamikdash bechelkoi. Whoever's prop land, the beis hamikdash will be built in his nachalo. In other words, he's losing an area of 500 amos by 500 amos to give to the beis hamikdash. Hu yitleno. He will get the doishno shel Yerichoi, the fertile land of Yerichoi. And what happened in the meantime? The Beis HaMikdash wasn't built until 440 years after they entered Eretz Yisrael. U'benkach u'benkach nosnu levnei Yisroi. It was given to the children of Yisroi, namely Leyonadom and Rechov, shenemar uvnei keini choysen Moshe olomei rat morim. A riot to this that Rashi just said, it was given to Bnei Yisroi. It says in Sefer Shoftim that Bnei Keni, the father-in-law of Moshe, it's another name of Yisroi Keni, Olumim Irat Morim, they went up from the Irat Morim, that's Yericho, until this very day, there are a lot of palm trees in that area. It's a fertile land, especially for palm trees. Pozog Lamed Gemol Vayisu Mehar Adonai Derech Shlushes Yomim Paroin bris adoinoi, noisei alifneihem. Derech shelo ishes yomim, losulohem menucho. And Am Yisrael traveled from Har Hashem, that's Har Sinai. A traveling that would normally take 3 days, but they did it in 1 day. And the oroin, which contained in it the broken luchos, which was the original bris that Am Yisrael had with Hashem, that Oron with the Shivrei Luchois would travel in front of them 3 days ahead in order to search out a place for them to rest and to prepare the camping grounds so Am Yisrael could camp there. Says Rashi, V'derech Shloishes Yomim. It doesn't say V'yisu Me'er Hashem Shloishes Yomim, rather Derech Shloishes Yomim. Mahalach Shloishes Yomim, what normally would take 3 days, Holchu B'yom Echod, and it was a miracle. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu expedite it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bring them to Eretz Yisrael immediately, as soon as possible. Which Oren is this? The Oren that went with them to war. The broken luchos, the first luchos that came down on Yud Zayin Tammuz and were broken, that's what was in this Oren that we're talking about now. Umakdim lifneim derech shlishes yomim. It preceded them 3 days ahead, letaken mokim chanoyo, to prepare their camping grounds. Pozug lamedalet v'anan adoinoi aleihem yoimom benosom min hamachane. And Hashem's cloud of glory was on top of Am Yisrael as they traveled from the camp, namely from the place that used to be their camp, that's where they're traveling from. Says Rashi Vanan Hashem Aleim Yoimom. Shivu Anonim Ksuvim B'Mas'eyem. There are 7 times that it says that there was an Onon on them when they traveled. Take a look at Sifsei Chachamim. He tells you all the psukim throughout the Torah that Rashi is referring to. Why do we need 7 clouds? Arbo'o Me'ar Baruchos. 4 from 4 sides. Ve'echad Lamalo ve'echad Lamato. That's 6. Ve'echad lifneim, one in front of them. And what was that Onon's job? Manmiches agavoya, to raise up the valleys. To flatten the mountains. Umagbiya es anomuch, to raise up the valleys so they shouldn't have to go up and down. They could travel smoothly. And voireg nechoshim v'akrabim, and it would kill the snakes and scorpions in their way. Min hamachane, says Rashi, memokom chaniyoson. Rashi is bothered by it. Once they left they didn't leave the machane. Once they left, there is no machane. They made the machane. Says Rashi, Enochonami, Mimokom Chanayosan, from the place that used to be their camping grounds. So the Onon traveling in front of them, that smoothened out the way and killed all the Choshev Akravim, and the Ogoin that went 3 days in front of them, Rashi says, the Ogoin was in charge of smoothing out the camping grounds and killing over there all the snakes and scorpions over there. Maybe that's the Pshat in Rashi when he says, Posuk Lamed Hei Vayehi Bin Soya Ogoin. Vayomer Moshe Kumo Adonai Viyofutzu Oyevecho Viyonusu Misanecho Miponecho. And when the Ogoin that preceded Am Yisrael 3 days, as we saw in Posuk Lamed Gimel, would start traveling, Moshe Rabbeinu would say, Kumo Hashem, hold up, wait up for us, don't go too far. And Viyofutzu Oyevecho, may your enemies be dispersed. And those chasing Am Yisrael enemies and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's enemies are the same. They should all run away from you. Says Rashi, if you notice in the Chumash, there are two backwards nunim. One before Pasuk Lamed Hei and one after Pasuk Lamed Vav. Those backwards nunim are written in a Sefer Torah. And what's the idea? Really, this is not the place of these two psukim. Rather, it really belongs up in Parshas Bamidbor. In Perek Beis, Posuk Yud Zayin. Over there, it's the first reference to when Am Yisrael traveled. V'nosa oyel moyed machane alevim. Over there, it should have said, V'yi bin tse'ahoy. V'lomo nichtav kan, k'dei lafzik bein puronus lepuronus. To separate one bad thing from another bad thing. Kedisa bekol kisvei hakodesh. The next bad thing we're going to see in Perek Yud Aleph. Vayom kemis oinenim rabei beozne Hashem. That's the poronus that came afterward. What's the poronus that came before? So Rashi doesn't say. The Sifse Rachamim suggests that this is referring to Vayisu me'aro Elohim. They left Har Sinai. And of course, they had to leave Har-Sinai. Hashem said, it's time to go to Eretz Yisrael. But how did they leave Har-Sinai? They left Ketinoi Kaberech Mebeis HaSefer, like a child who runs away from school. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we learned so much Torah, we got so many mitzvahs, we don't want any more of this. And they ran away. That's another bad thing. Although, if you take a look at Rashi, in Daf Shabbos Kuf Tes Zayin, it seems that he has another pshat in what the Puronus before was. Ayin Shom. Kumo Hashem, lefi shoyom makdim lifnei mahalach shloishes yomim, the Ogoin would go in front of Am Yisrael 3 days. Hoyom Moshe Oimer, Amoid, wait for us. Amoid vehamtein lanu. V'al tisrake, Yosel, don't go too far. B'men l'shtan chum, v'vayak. V'yofutsu oivecho, oivecho is referring to amechunosim, those gathered together. V'yofutsu, they should be dispersed. V'yonusu misanecho, elu ha-roidfim, those chasing Am Yisrael. Misanecho, those who hate you, who are they? Elu soine Yisrael, it's the same thing. Shekola soine es Yisrael, soine es misha oma v'hoyo ha'olam. Whoever is Ham Yisrael hates Hashem. Where do we see that? Shenemar posek in Tehillim, Kapitel Pei Gimel. Umisanecho nosu roish, your enemies lifted their heads. Umihem, the very next posuk. Al amcho yarim usoid. They devise secrets of how to destroy Am Yisrael. You see that Hashem's enemies and Am Yisrael's enemies is the same thing. Posuk lamed vav uvnucho yomar shuvo adonai rivevois alfei Yisrael. And when the Ogoin rested, Moshe would say shuvo Hashem. Rashi translates shuvo to return to your calmness. When somebody's traveling, he's not in a matzav of calmness. As the previous pasuk says, what is the Ogoin busy doing? V'yofutsu oivecho, v'yonusu misanecho, is busy fighting the enemies. But when the Ogoin rests, shuvo Hashem, return to your calmness and dwell amongst the multitudes of Am Yisrael. Says Rashi, shuvo Hashem menachem tirgamoi, b'loshen margoya, calmness, v'chein b'shuvo v'nachas tivoshein. Rivevois alfei Yisrael, Rivovois is 10,000. Revovo is 10,000. Rivovois is twice 10,000. That's 20,000. Elef is 1,000. Alfei is 2,000. Altogether, it's 22,000. Magin Shein Ashchina Shoyro be Yisrael Prusim Mishne Alofim Mishne Revovois. The Shchina does not dwell among Am Yisrael less than 22,000 Yid. Adkan, the sixth topic of Parshas Beha'aloyscho, Am Yisrael's travel from Har Sinai to what they hoped would be Eretz Yisrael.